We got Brian the Cash Man here. Brian, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic, John. How are you?
Yeah, doing really well. I'm very excited. We'll, of course, take your calls right now and texts as well, 312-981-7200. You know, a lot of Your Money Matters listeners know who you are on this program, though. Maybe some folks don't, although you've been on with me here as I fill in for John.
Yes.
Remind everyone who you are.
I am Brian from Americash Jewelry and Coin. We, you know, buy and sell gold, silver, diamond, jewelry, watches. We just do absolute a lot of different type of items that we're always looking for. You know, that includes sports memorabilia, artwork. You know, bring those items in and be happy to review them, look at them, make an offer. And then, of course, we do always sell that type of stuff. In addition to that, we are a full-service jeweler, so we do jewelry repairs, jewelry work right on site, and we have a full-time watchmaker as well.
Family business, right?
Absolutely.
Second generation now?
Yes.
Your dad did it for a long time.
Oh,
you were to take over the reins. It's a great store. I've been there. It's in Westmont. It's at 16 West Ogden, and you can come today, you meaning all of you, and meet Brian and I in person. We're doing the Cashman's Cash Bash.
Cashman Cash Bash.
Not easy to say.
No, but it can be said.
It can be said.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. Looking forward to meet everybody, and hopefully we see a lot of people.
4 to 6 p.m. I will be there the entire time, 16 West Ogden. And if anything else, even if you don't have anything, come on in, see the store, get to meet us, stop on by if you're on your way home from work, or if you're nearby in the western burbs. If you have something that might be worth something, you'll be able to look at it on site, right, Brian? Or you and someone on the staff?
Absolutely. We'll all be there. We're there. We're waiting for any items that somebody might bring in. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think you were telling me that WGN will be giving some stuff away.
Oh, boy, will we ever. I think we got some Sox tickets. We've got some other tickets. We got some fun along the way. I don't know how much I'm allowed to share, but just suffice to say that if you come, we're going to enter you into some stuff, and we'll be throwing some stuff at you. That's not a polite way to say that, but it is the truth. And we want to see you 4 to 6 p.m. this afternoon. Okay, let's go to the phone lines and find out what people have, and they want to find out what things are worth. We're going to go to Holly on line two. Hello, Holly. You're on WGN.
Hi.
What do you have?
I have a watch. It's a Baume Mercier, and it's at least 50 years old. It's gold, and it has a completely diamond face.
Wow, that sounds fancy.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It wasn't mine. I inherited it from somebody quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'll sell it.
Absolutely. Is the band also made out of gold as well, or does it have a leather strap?
No, it's all gold.
All gold. Fantastic. You know, an item like that is definitely a key item to bring on in. I'd be more than happy to review that for you. If you happen to have your original box papers, any additional links, and it's okay if you don't, not a problem. But if you do, that's the number one thing we find people forget to bring when they do have an item like that. And if you don't have it, that's okay. Not a problem. We'll still buy it. Bring it on in. I'll be more than happy to spend my time with you.
Yeah, Holly, come and see what it's worth, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, because it could be a lot. I mean, gold's a lot these days,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
And gold is in, so if you got a gold watch, that sounds fantastic. I mean, it's worth. Sometimes the gold stuff that people bring in, like a broken necklace, they're walking out of the door with hundreds of dollars that they never thought they'd get.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We literally just, you know, just yesterday even, somebody brought in something, had a, you know, a bunch of broken earrings and a couple broken necklaces, and it was $1,000.
Wow.
You know, they're like, what?
Yeah.
You know, they're just shocked.
I want to see those. I want to see those shocked faces today from 4 to 6 p.m. at AmeriCash. 312, I got a question for Brian the Cashman. I inherited at least 50 Victrola records. I don't know if that's I'm saying that correctly. Are they worth anything? If so, do you buy them or suggest a place for records? Are you a record guy or no?
We will look at some records. I mean, they would have to be, for the Victrola ones to have any value, they would really have to be a very specific, you know, type of music or event that still has a calling today. Unfortunately, there isn't many. But there, you know, we're always still happy to take a look, and I do have somebody that may be interested as well.
Yeah, you got a lot of friends in the business that you can maybe recommend, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
773, I have Stan Mikita's 399th goal puck, Any evaluation for that? It has authenticity on the back side of it. Memorabilia for stuff that's actually used in games and authenticated, it's got to be hot stuff, right?
Absolutely. That stuff definitely carries more value than, you know, something that is not. You know, I would love to see that item, love to entertain, you know, make you an offer on it.
Would it be worth more if it was the 400th gold puck? Or does that not matter?
Well, you know.
Round numbers matter?
Sometimes, you know, obviously the key one, of course, a record-breaking goal or, you know, home run or, you know, touchdown, that's going to be the key one.
Right, or the last one.
Or the
first
last,
one or something
one.
Like that.
Correct.
Yeah. Stan Mikita scored north of 500. I want to say 540-some goals. We'll find out if I'm right on that. Let's go to Carrie. Carrie, what do you have?
Hi. We have several Royal Dalton figurines that are at least 50 years old, maybe more. Are they worth anything?
Yeah, there is still some demand for the Royal Dalton items. It's not, you just remember, this is just good knowledge out there. It's not so much age that will determine value as it is demand on an item. Again, as long as there is absolutely no damage, I'll be more than happy to review them and entertain those items.
Okay, thank you very much, Carrie. And come on by to the AmeriCash Cash Bash, Cashman's Cash Bash, 4 to 6 p.m., 773. Is jewelry worth more with paperwork? I've got an engagement and wedding ring. I'm looking to sale or trade. Oh, I want to hear the story behind that, too. Story is always something you love to hear, Brian.
Oh, sometimes,
good,
yes.
Bad, or in between. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
You don't want to always hear the entire story if you're bringing in an old wedding ring.
Yes.
Okay, but I kind of want to hear them, so you can tell me the bad story, and I'll laugh or cry with you, and then hand you over to Brian today. Paperwork, that helps?
It can. You know, sometimes if it's proper paperwork, can you know, clue into the identification or, you know, give attributes to a stone. So, for instance, sometimes if a ring has, you know, the, let's say, GIA report, we can at least then have the accurate measurement, size, weight, color, clarity to an item where the stone is mounted. Mm. So when you bring, you know, when an item's brought in and it is mounted, we are still limited by the mounting to make the best possible judgment to make a fair offer on that item.
So it can help out.
It could help out.
Original tickets from the 1893 World's Fair from Maxine. Were there a lot of those going around?
Of course. There are millions of people that visited the World's Fair in 1893. So there are a lot of those tickets that are still out there. Now, nice, complete examples, you know, what we would call uncirculated condition, do command some money to them.
Like what?
The thing is it's certain events, you know, it could be $25, $50, $100.
Okay.
It just depends. You know, there are tickets issued for specific events even, and some of those can, you know, would have more of a desire than others.
So under 100, not over 1,000. I know that's hard for you to,
yeah,
and condition matters,
yeah,
all
condition
that
does,
stuff.
Yeah.
The last thing Brian wants is for him to say $100, then you walk into the store and it's raggedy, and he says 25, and then you get upset by it. Condition always matters, of
absolutely.
Course.
Absolutely.
You would never be mad at someone, though, Brian.
I wouldn't be mad. I worry them being mad at me.
Yeah, exactly. You're such a nice guy. Let's go to Jim. Jim, what do you have?
I have a complete set of 1933 DeLon baseball cards, and the Lou Gehrig card is in excellent shape.
Whoa.
There's only 33 cards to the set.
Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's definitely a great item. I would love to entertain and be able to see those in person to ascertain what we can pay you for them.
Lou Gehrig, a popular card?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the key players of that time period.
Did you tell me that condition is so important with baseball cards? People think they've got a 9, but your eye can spot things that maybe someone else can't. Down to the printing, not even how you took care of it, but how it was printed, right?
That's correct. That does make a difference to the value. A lot of times, you know, brand new cards that are printed today are never assumed to be a perfect 10. They're always assumed to be a 9.
Really?
Or less.
Why? Because there might be just something a little off about the printing?
It could be the way that it was cut. It could be the way that the machine which packaged the card into the pack accidentally nicked a corner. You know, just a tiny minute, you know, issue will change the value and change the grade of the item.
Like a Lou Gehrig 10 is worth like what versus like a Lou Gehrig 7?
You know, obviously a key Lou Gehrig card, I'm not specifically referencing his set,
uh-huh,
you know, could be $300,000-$400,000.
Whoa.
And then you have a nine might be $30,000.
A tenfold. So it's exponential.
Oh,
the
yes.
10 to a nine.
Oh, yes. Bell okay. curve.
But you know what? The only way to find it out is to bring it in, Jim. 815. Where are you calling from, Jim?
Ottawa, Illinois.
Ottawa, our good friends. Now, that would be a hike for you this afternoon, but...
I get up there once in a while.
Oh, then stop on by. Stop on Americash. Brian's always there, so... 3 a.m. Pound on the door. You'll be met by security quickly, and the police will come very fast, but then you'll just say, I'm here to see Brian, and they'll figure it out. Thank you for the call, Jim. Let's get one more in here before we take a break. Let's go to Noelle on line one, who I believe texted in a picture of what she's about to talk about. Hi, Noelle.
Hi. Yes, I found this icon-looking thing in my brother's belongings, and I don't know if it has value. There's like some...
It's like a colorful pot of trees. Is it like ceramic, does it feel like, or what?
It feels very heavy, heavier than ceramic.
It's like a...
And it has gems on it, or onyx. Like
yes.
Face.
Looks sad. It looks Aztec or Mayan. It's definitely a piece. This is definitely something I would have to see.
Yes,
you
exactly.
know, to really come. I mean, it's a very colorful piece. It's made out of different type of stone material. It's something I would have to look at to see how it's actually constructed to make any kind of decision or determination on this particular item. It's very, very colorful, very neat. For sure.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely bring it in.
You have to bring it in. Check it out before you throw it out. That's always the model, Noelle. Thank you so much for calling. Someone said, who's on the radio right now? An antique dealer? No, you're not an antique dealer, Brian, but you know and probably touch as many antiques as an antique dealer buys.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You see a lot of this stuff. He's from Americash, and we have Brian the Cashman's Cash Bash this afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m. Meet me and him at 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Really quickly, Jim, what do you have?
I have a 5-gallon bucket. It's a sealed bucket with 55 pounds of silver coins in it.
What?
You have a lot of money there. Yeah. Bring it in, please. Please.
55 pounds?
Yeah.
I got to ask Brian this question. So wait, a bucket of coins, did they sell buckets of coins back in the day?
They did, yeah. I mean, believe it or not, that was actually a common way to ship it.
Okay.
You know, I remember working with my father and... That's the way they would actually transport a lot of these bags of coins. They would put them in a 5-gallon bucket, seal it up, put the tags on it, and off it would go. That's actually how they used to ship them.
Now, Jim, do you say they're silver dollars or silver coins?
No, they're not silver dollars. They are silver coins.
Okay. Now, does that mean that the whole thing is silver, or they might just be silver plated? I guess you'd have to look and see, right?
You know, I would have to see exactly which kind of coins they are, whether U.S., foreign, what type, you know, if it's, you know, the 40%, 90%, et cetera. But obviously, if it was a 5-gallon bucket, 90% coins, tens of thousands of dollars.
Did you hear that, Jim?
I did. Well, I knew it was something like that. And if I was going to sell these, would I go to where would I sell this?
You would bring it right to Americash Jewelry and Coin
yes.
at 16 West Ogden Avenue in Westmont, Illinois. This is what I do.
Yeah.
This is my business, yes.
Jim,
okay.
Where are you at, Jim?
All right. Evanston.
Oh, Evanston. Come on by.
I'll be more than happy to take care of you.
Absolutely. And bring that by. Man, you could just do curls with that and get ripped. Brian the Cash Man from Americash. Someone wanted to know, how did you get the name of your business, Brian? Was that inherited from your dad's?
Yeah, I mean, it's a name that we came up with he had come up with that sounded the best.
You like America and you like cash.
Absolutely.
So you put them together, you got Americash, baby.
That's absolutely.
USA, dollar, dollar, dollar. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. I'll stop. Let's go to Jeff on the phone line. Jeff, what do you have?
Yeah, I've got an original lithograph of the 1917 White Sox. It's about 2.5 feet long and 18 inches tall.
The World Series winning White Sox, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay.
It says, on it says, Comiskey's World Champions.
Hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
What about lithograph?
Lithographs definitely can have potential to have some value, et cetera. So, is this piece signed? When was this piece produced? You know, there's different questions that would have to be answered. Is it signed and numbered? Is it an unlimited edition? You know, I'd be more than happy to entertain it and take a look at it. You know, obviously it's before, you know, right before the fateful 1919 White Sox.
Would that be worth more?
Well, they wouldn't have made a lithograph for that one.
That's very true. Right, exactly. Okay, thank you very much, Jeff. Got to check it out before you throw it out. Let's go to Tom. Tom, what do you have?
I have an old crystal radio set. Like, I don't know if it's like a ham radio or it was my grandfather's and probably from around the time of like World War One.
Does it get WGN?
Of course it does.
Oh, there you go.
That's right.
That makes it worth
but
more.
It's got all the headphones. It's got extra crystals, and it even has a manual in it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting stuff.
What brand is it?
I need my glasses for that.
Well, okay. Why do you look?
My wife is here with her glasses.
Yeah, so.
Hazeltine.
Wait, what's that?
Hazeltine.
Hazeltine's Neutrodyne Circuit Radio Receiver.
Oh, thank you, wife. Okay. Thanks, Tom's wife.
Yeah, there is definitely markets for the radio collectability. I know the ham radio market still is reasonably, you know, decent. It's not something that we personally generally deal in.
Radios, you don't?
No. I do shy away from electronics.
And why is that?
There's a lot of variables that go along with it, you know, as far as, you know, even when you might be working when you get it, and then by the time you sell it and ship it to somebody, or they come and pick it up, it may not be, and then you got to work with all that. And we generally try to generally stay away from electronic items.
Tom, anytime Wendy Snyder's filling on, she collects old radios. If you ever want to sell it to her, she'll offer some good money for it, okay?
Absolutely.
The last time I talked to Wendy Snyder, she was filling in for Lou Manfredini, and I was asking her how to get the stains out of my toilet. She said, just buy a black toilet. So I don't know about her.
That is so Wendy. That's great. Tom, that's a good call. And thank your wife for the glasses, okay?
All right, thank you.
Very good stuff. 312-981-7200. That's the most Wendy thing I've ever heard. Okay. Text from the 630. I'm cleaning out my mother's house after her passing, first and foremost. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
How can I tell the difference between real and fake pearls? Ooh, interesting.
It's a very valid question. You know, natural pearls generally have a gritty feel to the surface of the pearl. Honestly, the easy way to bring it is just bring it in. Just bring it in. Let us take a look at it. We can tell you in a few seconds.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
That's an interesting question for the 847. I don't know if they're trying to get you on a gotcha, Brian, but they said, how is Brian's business different or better than the traveling appraisers that send flyers? I'd like you to answer that, Brian.
You know what? We are here. We have our physical location. If there's an issue, problem, or anything, you can come right back and talk to me. You can see me. The guys that come through, you know, and do that, they're here, they're gone. You don't ever see them again.
They made a whole musical about this with Harold Hill. It didn't turn out well for the town.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm referring to, Mark?
No, I do not, actually. I'm
you don't
sorry.
Know the Music Man?
No.
Harold Hill, he comes into town. He's a huckster. He's trying to sell you things, and then he leaves town, is the point I was trying to make. Not that all these guys are bad guys, but you're making a point.
And that's the thing. I generally shy away from saying anything, you know, deeply negative or whatnot. It just... You know, when you're here and you're gone, they are put in a position to where they're able to, people almost feel like they're forced to sell it to them.
Yeah.
You know, it just,
you don't
come and see me.
Way.
I guarantee I can beat any of those guys any day of the week.
There you go. Let's go to David on line one. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you have?
Okay. I've got a liqueur set that I received when I was married over 40 years ago. That was an antique at that point. It's about a foot tall. It's got a stopper to it. It's blue glass, but it's got a silver pattern on it, and the silver actually tarnishes. So it's real silver. I have to polish it every once in a while. It's got four little liqueur glasses that go along with it.
Interesting.
It's got a French scene. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a very neat item, very interesting item. Just for reference, not saying this is, you know, specific to yours, but just remember anything that is silver plated also tarnishes on the outside as well, because silver is on the outside of the item. An item like this, would definitely love to take a look at and see if there's something that we can do with it for you.
Someone wants to know, do you have any watches at the shop?
Absolutely. We've got a lot of big selection. Rolex, Omega, and many other brands are available for purchase.
Right, okay. I have a large collection of miscellaneous old coins, foreign and domestic. How do I go about getting them valued? Well, what do they do?
Bring them in.
And don't wash the coins beforehand.
Don't clean coins. Don't do anything. Don't remove packaging. Don't, you know, we've had that where people would have, you know, mint-issued coins, and they would take them out of the packages. Those packages sometimes will add the value to the coin. So leave everything as is and just bring it in.
All right, so the Cash Bash is happening this afternoon. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. You go to 16 West Ogden in Westmont. I'll be there. Brian will be there. I'm going to leave right after the show and head on out there to Westmont. Bring in whatever. Don't bring in something. Just meet us. Say hello. The only thing I do want to remind people of, because people do ask this sometimes, I have an old Civil War rifle or something like that. No weapons, right?
No weapons. Just, yeah. No firearms. No firearms. Swords, okay. I'll look at, you know, daggers, knives, definitely.
You look at a good sword, but not anything that good, and even if it doesn't work anymore, that's not your business.
Yeah,
right?
we do no firearms.
Okay, that's good to know.